Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about something I cannot believe we've not touched on almost 400 episodes, which is how to come up with the damn name for your startup, right?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So this is probably, you know, focused on early days, right? You have an idea and you now need to give that idea a name or the company a name or the product a name. And obviously there's considerations, you know, domain names, competition, what's easy to spell. Should I spend a lot of time on this? And try to get it perfect and really think long-term branding, or should I just MVP it? It doesn't fucking matter. I can rename it later. Let's touch on some of these most obvious and kind of big questions to help people in the early days on how to come up with a name. How do I come up with a name for my idea, Heaton? How do I do that in 2019?
Oh, man. I think that on one hand, the people put a lot of weight on a name and make it almost too hard on themselves to come up with a name. The most common thing I hear is, I'm not good at naming. Mm. You know, and I'll be the first to tell you, I don't think anyone's like exceptional at naming or anything. I don't think it's like, you know, this like big thing you got to like just be great at. It's like something you don't really do that many times, to be honest. Yeah. And to me, like the best names are the ones that make sense to your customer. Mm-hmm. So let's just like throw down and just say that, because I know you agree with that.
Yes, right? Yes. And it's the one thing nobody was expecting. It's one of those things, nobody was expecting you to say this at this moment. But
right.
Nobody surprised you said this at this moment.
There you go.
Those are the best things, because almost every episode right now, we find a way to go back to like, what does your customer think about this? Right? Or how is this for your customers? But when people come up with names for their startup, the last thing they think about, honestly, I don't know if we thought about our customers when we came up with the name of the company, but I've never heard somebody go, what would our customers think? How do they feel about this? Most people think very, quote unquote, selfishly, like, what's a cool name? What do I think would be exciting or cool? Or what do I like? It's a very kind of personal taste that dictates most people's naming conventions. But thinking about the customer, I think, is brilliant.
I know. I mean, but think about it. Yours is closed.io. Close deals, right?
Yeah.
Make sales happen. Like it works. It works great. You think about your customers, like, you go to close.io. Why? Because software closed deals for you, right?
Yep.
It makes sense to me. Even names like Salesforce make sense.
Yeah.
Right? So I think another thing I'd say is, you actually, if you think about your customer and then you think about the name, you'll know it when you come up with it. So for my business, I have a hard domain because I can't get the domain, kind of like you. Close.com is probably really hard, right?
Yep.
So the name's FYI, and FYI.com's hard. So we have usefyi.com. And for us, like, we kept thinking about the name, but we thought about the name from a what's going to make sense to the customer. And our product helps you essentially find your documents no matter where they are. So FYI was kind of the play on like for your information.
Right. Right.
We kind of changed it. We don't talk about this anywhere, but we changed it to, or in our heads, to find your information.
Ah, interesting.
You know?
And
we wanted something common. People all recognize that, they understand it, they can say it, right?
Yep.
But that wasn't easy to come up with. We just kept playing with the names, right? And then one day someone said five or something like that, right? and then in text, like, we just kept riffing from there, and somehow we got to FYI. So, and then we had to find a domain that works. Like, we didn't want like FYI HQ or any of that kind of stuff. We wanted something that felt right. Use FYI felt about right to us. And it was six letters, right? And it was available. So there, I just gave some tips, right? On like some of the basics. But I think the hard part is, like, how do you come up with one that